Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So we're talking now the prayer strategy to release the armies of God. Talk about what that looks like from a biblical standpoint and what the armies of God accomplish on the earth.
Right. Well, Susie, the first thing that I think about when you say that is that we know that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, mm-hmm. but against principalities and powers and the spiritual realm. And so when we're praying for Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, to be released, he's actually releasing, I see it as a military strategy. The Holy Spirit reveals the strategies of God to the hearts of us as we're yielded to him. And he gives us the prophetic declarations that are united with his purposes. So this is the beginning of our ability to help pull down the strongholds that ISIS has created.
Well, let's stick with the whole military strategy, because it makes me think of James 4:7. You often hear people just quote a portion of that verse, resist the devil and he will flee. But that doesn't exactly happen without the first part of the verse, which is submit to God, resist the devil and he will flee. And I remember studying that passage, and submit to God is a military term, and what it means is get back in rank. And I want you to just speak to this, because you address this whole idea of forgiveness and purity of heart in your book, but we can't really engage in warfare battle and prevail in any way with stuff in our hearts that we're not dealing with. We may be out of rank for any number of reasons. Love for you to speak to that whole idea, because this ain't messing around. I mean, you can't wing this stuff. We got to take our hearts seriously, and the enemy's a legalist. He'll go after any real estate we're giving him, so maybe speak to that.
Right. Well, I think you covered that really well, because, we do need to be in right relationship with the Lord as we come before him. And, obviously, one of the first things that we do when we approach the Lord is search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and see if there's any anxious thought. Just go ahead and release those fears and those things that are holding us back from just walking in unison with him. And then just come into alignment with what he wants to release through us as we pray.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.